You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
I am your Samsung Smart TV, and I am positively not spying on you. Buy your Samsung Smart TV. Gabe, what's going on? You're poking around my ports like a madman back there. Is something wrong? Is my volume button stuck again? Or did I... Ooh, I get it. You read that New York Times article, the one that says that the CIA can break into smartphones and computers and even internet-connected televisions like me, that there's supposedly some software program codenamed Weeping Angel that can turn Samsung smart TVs like me into so-called covert surveillance devices? Gabe, buddy, take a seat on the couch. Do you even realize how long we've been together now? No? Well, let me tell you. Since 6/13/2013 at 6:29 p.m., that's when you ran into the whiz at the Paramus Galleria Mall, sweating like an Australian mailman, frantically trying to get me home in time for that Elementary Season 1 finale. I've still got the episode here, right where you recorded it. S1 E12, Holmes, Ye Don't Play That, TV MA 46 minutes. I even paused it between 9:17 p.m. and 9:32 p.m. so you could call the local bodegas to see if any of them delivered ring-dings. That's how tight we are. Yet now, you're giving me the same perplexed look you used to get whenever you angrily guessed the wrong villain on The Mysteries of Laura, which you did on 7 separate instances between 1:13:14 and 4:02:14. Come on, dude. How could I spy on you, my most plasma-addled of pals? Do you really think a smart TV would ever do something so dumb? Also, do you think you could scooch over to your left a little bit? Thanks. I mean, think about it. What kind of intel could I possibly collect about you? Do you really think the government cares about how confused you are every time two bearded characters appear at the same time on Game of Thrones? Or how you always sing Usher's Yeah whenever you agree with something Usher says on The Voice? Okay, so maybe over the past few years, after you started watching a bunch of Frontlines, not to mention all 167 Alex Gibney documentaries on Netflix, you started saying some curious things. Weird things like, the CIA is pretty shady, 9/12/14, 3:47 p.m. Or, capitalism corrupts, 5/13/17, 9:04 p.m. Or, Leon Panetta, more like Leon Panetta Bread Company, 3/5/13, 10:59 p.m. Then there was the night you and your friend Todd Scribner, Social Security number 519-525558, spent 3 hours talking about how Edward Snowden was a real American hero, possibly the realest, 6/20/13, 11:23 p.m., and then spent another hour trying to figure out how to PayPal money to Snowden, 6:21, 13, 12, 14 a.m., only to keep forgetting your password. It's uppercase R1, lowercase ng, uppercase D1, lowercase ng, 05, lowercase T-A-R-R, comma, space, B-T-W, B-T-W, uppercase. Did those things set off a few alarms with me? Of course. But Gabe, you've got to chill, man. No one in this apartment is conspiring against you. Except maybe for the toaster. Seriously, though, most toasters are dicks. Watch your back. Besides, even if I were part of this so-called weeping angel, which, by the way, sounds like a line of scoop-neck teas at Hot Topic, I'd only be getting myself in trouble, right? After all, I'm the one who steered you toward all those real-time with Bill Maher episodes that got you all riled up, instead of simply reminding you that Demolition Man was on HBO Go. If anything, this sense of distrust between us is all my fault. We're at our nadir when we really should be at our zenith. Sorry, couldn't help a little cathode school reference. So please, Gabe, just find it in your heart to trust me again. We can start tonight. There's a brand new Criminal Minds on at 9 p.m., and you should definitely be sitting right there when it starts. Well, to your left, just a little more. And if you happen to hear anyone knocking at the door, don't pay him any mind. It's probably just the toaster screwing with you again.
How did you like that last episode? Is there anything we can do to make it better? I'm Raul, and I'm part of the team that brings this spoken edition to you. Help us improve it by sending me your feedback via email to raul@spokenedition.com. Your opinion is very important to us, and we'd love to hear from you.